Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shereen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm transferring Lurlin Patty.
Okay, can you confirm the phone number for me, please?
Yes, the phone number is 340-626-4308.
Right, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Lurlin?
Hello.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line, and I'll be further assisting you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
On behalf of myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
What is your date of birth?
5683.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
So sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
Much better, thanks.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. What is your date of diagnosis?
It was in August of 2009.
Okay, and do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
No, not off the top of my head, no.
No worries. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis of the meningioma?
Yes.
And then what month and year did you start using Depo?
I believe I started in like April of 2005.
And when did you stop using it? What month and year?
Ah, boy. I think July 09.
July of 2009. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then your first name is Lurlyn?
Correct.
And your last name, Paddie?
Correct.
And can I get your social, please?
580-17-7047.
Thank you. And then for your email, I have your first and last name at yahoo.com.
Correct.
And for your phone number, I have 340-626-4308.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
That's my, well, both, I guess.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Current address is 1128 Northwest 40th Terrace, Lauderdale, Florida 33313.
And you said Fort Lauderdale or Lauderdale Lakes?
Lauderhill, Florida.
Lauderhill, Florida. Okay, there we go. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Prior to this one?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
It was the Aventura Hospital for HCA.
And is that in Aventura, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the same facility of where you were treated as well?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And then, do you have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Lozen.
Was it Andrew Lozen?
Yes.
And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility where you received your depot shots?
The same
facility. Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that prescribed it for you?
The depot?
Yes.
Dr. Alexis. Renee Alexis.
All right. Give me one moment, okay? Okay, Dr. Renee Alexis. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have them?
The hospital should have it.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need these medical records from you, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. Thank you so much. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She does not live with me.
Okay. And who is this person with to you?
That's my daughter.
Daughter? Can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
Asking me hard questions now.
Can I get her name? Can you spell her first and last name?
Yes, her first name is N-E-V. I'm on the phone, excuse me. Close the door. Thank you. It's N-E-V-A-E-H.
Nevaeh.
Last name is Crump. Yes. C-R-U-M-P.
Okay. Do you have her email by chance?
Her phone number. No, that.
Okay. No. Do you want me to put down your email?
Her number. You can do that, yes.
Okay. And then her phone number.
340-473-8698.
Okay. And do you have her address by chance?
Not off the top of my head.
No worries. Okay. And then is there any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no worries.
You guys asked a lot of questions.
So. Fun fact, this is actually one of our shorter claims that we do out of the other lawsuits that we work with.
Good Lord.
Some of them are really long, but what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you don't currently have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around August 1st, 2009. You are a resident of the United States, and your date of birth is May 6, 1983. You did use the name brand injectable depot. You did use it for at least 1 year minimum from roughly around April 1st, 2005 to about July 1st, 2009. Within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had four injections prior to being diagnosed. I have your first name as L-U-R-L-Y-N, last name Patty, P-A-D-D-I-E. I have your social as 580-17-7047. I have your email as your first name, last name at yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 340-626-4308. I have your current address as 1128 Northwest 48th Terrace in Lauderhill, Florida, zip code 33313. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Andrew Lozen. You were diagnosed and treated at HCA Florida Aventura Hospital. The address I have for the facility is 20900 Biscayne Boulevard in Aventura, Florida, zip code 33180. And the phone number I have for the facility is 305-682-7000. This is the same facility where you prescribed and received the depot shot. I have your prescribing doctor as Dr. Renee Alexis. And in regards to medical records, if needed, you can provide them by mail and electronically. And then I have your emergency contact as your daughter who does not live with you. In regards to her email, I put down your email. In regards to her address, I don't have an address for her. I have her phone number as 340-473-8698. And I have her first name as Neveah, spelled N-E-V-A-E-H, last name C-R-U-M-P. Is that all correct?
Correct. I got a question. In regards to the records, I moved a couple of times since then.
Okay.
So if I'm unable to locate them, how does that?
So the doctors
are. Able to get it from the hospital?
So what I'm going to do, so right now, the system's generating documents that I'm going to have you sign. It does authorize the release of medical records, so most likely the attorneys will be able to receive your medical records. From what I know, I believe the hospital does keep them for about 20 years, and then your insurance, your health insurance will keep it for about 30.
Okay.
More so, the question's really asking... about medical records, if there's proof that there is medical records.
Okay.
So can you confirm that there's proof that there is medical records? Like they do exist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to receive a text right now from DocuSign. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker. I just need a couple signatures from you. It's just going to ask for a couple signatures as well as initials. It's just going to regard legal representation. As well as like release of medical records, things like that. Once you receive the text, let me know.
I got two.
Okay, perfect. So go on the text. It says DocuSign. It'll have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then there will be a link attached to it. Go ahead and click on that link. Once you open that link, it's going to ask to agree to the term or agree to electronic records and signature. And then you'll click yes or agree, and then you'll hit the button start. Once you hit the start button, it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where it requires your signature or initials. Go ahead and sign, hit continue, sign, or initial, whatever it does ask for you, and then hit finish on the bottom. And then let me know once you're done so I can walk you through the rest of the process, okay?
Okay. Oh, get the glasses. Where are the glasses? Oh. I also sent my email. Continue. Don't recommend. Shireen Sakala.
Yes.
I agree to use electronics. Continue. Do I sign like underneath where your name is?
It'll prompt you where to sign. It'll tell you exactly where to sign. And then if you have any questions or anything, let me know, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Are these documents going to be sent to the email as well?
Yeah, you're going to get a copy. Okay, perfect. Okay. I just received them on my end. Yeah, you don't have to screenshot them at all.
I don't need to download it.
No. And then if for any reason you don't receive them, let me know and I can send you a copy as well. So Laurelyn, the way this process is going to work, now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you over the phone. It's like a 2 or 3 minute phone call. Just be on the lookout for their call because they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. With that being said, I just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if for any reason you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please feel free to call me at this number, text me, or even email me. I attach my email on there as well. And if I need anything from you, I'll be contacting you from that 949 number. But Laurelyn, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. And I'm happy to hear that you're doing much better now. Again, if you need anything at all, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime. Have a good holiday with your family, okay?
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.